Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Welcome back. I am so happy to have you back. This is Laura. I have been taking a break, if you have noticed, since September from posting new episodes. And, well, let's just see. So much has happened over the past, 2.5 months since I posted. So the first thing that happened was that there were 3 hurricanes that I experienced. So my family lives in Puerto Rico, so they experienced Hurricane Fiona that lost power for a couple weeks. And in between, I experienced Hurricane Ian, where I evacuated. And then I went back. I traveled to Puerto Rico for a week. And in the process, my computer died. So I had all these podcasts recorded and all these different things, and lo and behold, I did not save them to the cloud, so I lost them. I did buy a new computer, and my old computer is going to get fixed sometime in the new year, but we're going to make it work. So, funny enough, when I was trying to get back on track, I found a couple of recordings that I'll be posting in the next few weeks. We have Hurricane Nicole again, so that was another hurricane. So it's been 3 hurricanes in one season. As someone who lived in New York for 14 years and lived in Chicago for 1.5 years, you know, I traded in the blizzards, the snowstorms, the wind events to hurricanes. Nothing has happened. Honestly, I'm really grateful. There were no material damages to my house, to my family or anything. We did lose power and we did lose food in the fridge, but you know, that's something that would be replaceable. It wasn't as bad as it could. So yeah, so that's been what's been going on. So, but I'm really excited to chat with you and to check in to see how you're doing. I wanted to do more of these solo shows, just kind of like bonus episodes to check in to see what's been up to and how my reading has going, and to give you some recommendations of what's working and what's not working. So, talk about reading. Let's shift the subject to what we're talking about, because we're just talking about books here. So I would say the past couple years, my reading life since the pandemic has shifted dramatically. I think I was trying to make reading overhyped books as a way to be on the know and to share what's the latest book, the latest shiny object. And I was struggling, and I noticed my pattern. I would start 5 to 6 books, 10%, read 10%, and then just don't come back to them until one day I'll be like, okay, I'm going to finish one and make myself finish. A lot of times I finish those books in audio, so which was easier just to consume because I was doing my chores. I was falling asleep with them. So that's a great way to accomplish, but I was just not completing books. And so, lo and behold, my Goodreads was saying that I've been currently reading about 50 books. And I was like, how did this happen? And mind you, it did not track all the books that I was currently reading or currently started. And so, I don't know. I think I realized it was something has to give. And so, when the hurricane happened, I was in Hurricane Ian. We didn't have power that day. So, I spent the day reading Kindle Unlimited books that I downloaded. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. The books were not that great, but the experience was great. It got me out of my head. And it quieted my anxiety. And that's the whole point of reading for me. Reading is a mental health practice. It's something that I do to quiet my mind, to get transported to new adventure, to allow myself just to be sit still and just have a place to just feel safe. And so I was like, okay, let's give it a try. So I went back to, I had a couple of books like Lauren Lane, which is favorite author of mine. I had I saved it for a rainy day. I read that next. And then I started picking books picking a book a day, and I was like reading them and I was finishing them up. Like, that was the big news. It's like I was only reading them, but I was finishing the books. And I was like, what is the difference between now and like a few months ago? And the difference is that I'm reading because it feels good, and I was like embracing mood reading problems. I was also embracing the fact that I like Kindle Limited books better, or indie publishing books better than traditional published books. I found that there was a more connection for me. And so I was just doing this, and I was like, and so for the month of October, I read 26 books. So that's like pretty much, it's like a like almost a book a day. And for the month of November, I read about 12 books, and we're recording this November 12th. So yeah, like some days I finish one or two books, some days I don't finish a book, but I finish, but I'm like making an effort to finish. In terms of my reading, there's kind of like a mix of balance between audiobooks. So I've been listening to some popular books or some traditional published books that I've actually been excited about it, and I'm more forgiving through audio because they're not I'm not as invested that I need to like listen to the whole experience. I can just pick and choose what I want and get through it. So some of the audiobooks that I've listened to are The Do-Over. I listened to Lauren Graham's memoir. I listened to, let me check my Goodreads. Other audiobooks that I've listened to is Robin Carr's Virgin River, and one series that I've been actually binging on audio, and it's been great, is Chloe Neal's Chicago Lane Vampire series. She was the last guest of the show before we took a break, and I decided to go back after editing her episode. I was like, oh, this would be a good series to binge on, and it's been great on audio. I would say they have two different narrators. I like both narrators. Nothing changed, like nothing was anything crazy about changing narrator. I would say they're less of vampire and more about politics and more like romantic suspense. There's always like a mystery that they're trying to solve, and so it's been fun just to listen to those. The next thing I want to chat with you is about Kindle Unlimited books. I think I mentioned a little bit about like how I've been picking up more KU titles, but I did track to see. I've been tracking my reading for a couple years. Like, I actually have a separate spreadsheet where I track all different things, and maybe I'll do an episode about the spreadsheets. But I've been tracking my reading, and I was like, let me see how many Kindle Unlimited titles I've been reading. And it turns out that so far, as of November 12th, I read 77 Kindle Unlimited titles. And that's a pretty good use of my money, because Kindle Unlimited, the way it costs $9.99 a month. I actually have a 2-year subscription that I pay $140 a year for 2 years, $148 for 2 years, so 24 months. And I actually, because I bought a couple Kindle Paperwhites, my subscription has been extended. So I have a subscription all the way to November paid. And so it's free to use. I can borrow as many titles as possible. You can borrow up to 20 titles. And I always have like maximum titles borrow. I always read like two or three books a week. And the best part is that I don't have to think about another low stake. If I don't like the book, I can just return it, and it doesn't hurt the author. The author gets paid for the pages read. So in terms of Kindle Unlimited titles that I would just recommend to start looking for is the Daphne Perry has put her most of her backlist on Kindle Unlimited, which is very exciting because those books were like $4.99. So you're saving up like $12, $20 by reading the series on Kindle Unlimited. And so one series that I ended up reading for her is the Eden series by Daphne, and that's Indigo Ridge, Juniper Hill, Garnet Flats, and Christmas in Quincy. Christmas in Quincy is a novella, and you can read that first and then just go into the other books. But they can be read as a standalone. They don't have to be read in order. They can be read at different orders. So, and it's been really fun. It's a great winter series. It's set in Montana, in a small town Montana, mostly in the winter time, mostly on Christmas and during the day. So I think Indigo Ridge is set in summer, but Juniper Hill sets in the winter, and Garner Flat sets all over the year. So the tropes are Indigo Ridge is one night stand, will be friends with benefit, I don't want to get too serious with you, between a sheriff and the rancher. Juniper Hill is a chef and sort of workplace romance because she works in a hotel as a housemaid, and she's a single mom, and she happens to live in the same property as a chef, and he's grumpy, and she's like just overwhelmed with having a newborn. But it's so cute. It's like actually my favorite book. I gave it 5 stars, and it probably will be a 6-star book. It's really good. And then Garden Flat is a second chance romance between an MMA fighter and I'm a doctor. They all are connected because they're all part of the same family, the Eden family, who happened to founded the town that they lived in. So they're really rich. And so Garner Flats is a he is a single father, and he's like he wants to have her back. They broke up like 8 years ago, and he's coming back to get her back. So, and Christmas in Quincy is not related to the family. It just happens to set in the Hotel Eden, which is owned by the Eden family. And it's a bodyguard romance between a bakery influencer who happened to have a bodyguard and her bodyguard. And so she goes to Montana for a weekend for to spend Christmas to get out of the her family stuff. And so the bodyguard came to pick her up and take her back. So it's a fun series. It's all available on Kindle Unlimited. It's worthwhile. If you like Daphne, most of her backlist is available on Kindle Unlimited. I would say like there's some really good titles. She also writes Bull and Ash. So there's also The Bluff, The Bribe, and The Bull. I think The Bluff, The Bribe, and something else. So those are titles that you can look for. But they're really good titles to look for. If you look for small time romance, there's some good ones there. So I want to chat with what to expect in the next coming months from the show. So the main thing is that I am moving away from author interviews for the most part. There will be one or two sprinkled here and there, but for the most part, you're gonna find weekly episodes like once a week or maybe twice a week. But most of the time, it's just gonna be definitely once a week episodes. It's been fun just to spend so much time doing podcasting, but I need a break, and at the same time, I need to kind of like just try different things. So I'm focusing on written work. I'm focusing on video content. So you'll see me in other platforms like YouTube and like so YouTube and my blog. You're gonna see like listicles and information. But in the podcast this coming month, you'll have multiple holiday episodes. Kelly's coming back to do a spicy holiday episode. She wrote a book called Meet Me in Los Feliz, and by Kelly, I mean Kelly Reynolds from Boobies and Newbies podcast. Leslie from She Reads Romance came by and talked about like Christmas romance that worked for her. So there's gonna be like a couple of Christmas episodes, and then there's gonna be a Best of 2022 episode as always. So we're gonna talk about like best titles that work for us, and finally, my friend Victoria Wood from Boo Boo Lifestyle is coming to do. It's coming to help me out with the reading intentions and goal settings for the new year. She has a fun workshop that's coming up in January, so we're gonna chat about that. We're gonna chat about how setting intentions and like how to setting goals, and so more bookish recommendations. So my hope is to have more, fellow readers come in the show and talk about books that work for them, and have recommendations that work for them, so you can actually find books to read. The intention, the vision that I have for the show is for you to find a place where you get connect with other readers, connect with other places, and you get recommendations to what to read next. Because a long time ago, before I started this podcast, before I started reading this venture and I discovered BookTube, I really struggled finding what to read next. That was my biggest pain problem. My pain problem was like, I will find an author and I'll read their backlist, and then I'll be months without finding anything to read. And like, I would go to scroll to Barnes and Nobles and try to figure out like, okay, what's popular, what's good, what's that. And then it was great until then I ran out of books, and I was like, okay. So I don't want you to run out of books. I want you to have like places to find, and I want you to enjoy reading as a way for escape, for mental health, for all the benefits that reading does provide you. And I think because I have this Kindle Unlimited journey, I think I'm gonna give you like a monthly taste of Kindle Unlimited titles. So if you're looking forward to those, leave me a comment emoji in like on the podcast, or send me a DM and let me know. Yay. But I would definitely will be doing some more Kindle Unlimited titles because I think it's like such an overwhelming. It's a great platform, but it's so overwhelming because there's so many books and so many ideas and so many ways to go. So I think for the next year, I'll do a monthly challenge and let you know like for different tropes, like what kind of limited titles he can pick up. All right, so that's it for today. I hope you have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit BartonRenexBlog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local booksellers? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company out there. You know the name. But you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze in more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from the people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the U.S. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchyourrenexblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.